Father, I thank you, and I'm asking you right now, Father God, to lift a heavy load off your people. This load didn't come from you, Father. I'm asking you, Father God, to set all the captives free tonight. I'm asking you, Father God, to come down in such a way tonight that the word won't go over top the heads or won't go in one ear and out the other, but it'll go into the spirit. It'll lodge there and stay there and produce fruit. Father, thank you for visiting us. Thank you for being with Adam in that prison cell. Moving upon him, Father God, and giving him those prophetic visions and words. Father God, you've said to your people, you'll serve me one way or another. And I thank you, Father God, that you are a just God and a true God. And you always tell us the truth. Now, Father God, let your people hear your word tonight. Let it lift them up and let it encourage them and then move them forth. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to talk about no more hindrances this evening. Galatians 5, 7 through 10 says, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens a whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. O foolish Galatians, who bewitched you, he says in chapter 3. You started out so well in faith and you end up by the law. And this is what's going on in the body of Christ. We start out in faith and excitement. Then slowly but surely the enemy come into the camp, and now we're walking by law and not by faith. And God wants us to quit that. Hindrance in the Greek means to beat back. And this is God speaking a prophetic word from him. My people ran well. They have ran hard and they have ran the race set before them. Yet they have hit hindrances in the spirit. All right. These hindrances are not from me. These hindrances have been your enemy, no matter how subtle they may have seemed. So what were they? Your enemy. Some hindrances have not been as subtle as it has been for some. For some, you have reached a certain level and have been unable to go any further. It has been as if you have banged your head against a brick wall over and over again, and when you finally break through just a small hole in the wall, a big wrecking ball comes down and beats you back and sends you backwards. These enemies of delay, hindrance, lack, debt, and sickness will not beat back God's people any longer. Because God is calling forth judgment on your enemies, no matter who they are, God is saying the judgment has been released this day. And from this day forward, do not let your enemies persuade you that your destiny, calling, and harvest is null and void. Do not let them persuade you that it is far off, because your purpose, destiny, and harvest is right here, now, today. John 4:35 says, do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. Verse 38 says, I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors. God is saying that his people will no longer say there are still 4 months till harvest time. Someday my breakthrough will come. Someday the word of the Lord will come to pass. Someday I will be healed. Because the hindrances that have bound God's people are already broken and judged. And God is saying our harvest is upon us because we are in due season. I'm telling you, if you get your life together quickly, this month of November, what's left of it, and the month of December are going to be some of the most wonderful months you have spent. Because God truly is doing exactly what he says he's going to do. He has been telling us he's going to do. But it's up to you and I to make the choice to receive or reject. You can either receive by faith your Jubilee, because this is, I've been studying about this, and this is truly in the Jewish calendar, the Jubilee year. This is a year when everything is restored back to the people. This is a year that your debts are released and everything runs smoothly. God wants us to get into the Jubilee year. You know, this is in the Jubilee year in the Jewish community. Miracle after miracle happens. You know, things that shouldn't be happening happen. And so why do we have a problem with going into the year of Jubilee and receiving all these blessings? Ask yourself that. Why do I have such a problem with receiving blessings? Our due season is upon us. Even as we sit here, God is exalting us above our enemies. He is telling us to look up, for it is your appointed time of visitation. I'm telling you that because that's what God told me. It is your appointed time to step into the destiny he has called you to since before the foundations of the earth. Has he not been prophesying that to you people individually? Right now, today, God is sending his people to reap where they have not labored or sown. In other words, you know, he's been telling us you're going to go into highways and byways, and people are just going to come to you and give their heart to you. You don't know these people. You didn't labor over them, but you're the one that's going to bring them forth. This is the season of Amos 9, 13 through 15, which says the plowman shall overtake the reaper. God is saying we have entered into a new time of harvest like the church has never seen before. And it is not 4 months and then harvest. The time is now. God keeps telling me, daughter, the harvest is ready. The harvest is ready. The harvest is ready. He wants to bring his glory and bring the world in. He wants to bring the backsliders back in. The harvest is ready. Why can't we believe that? He needs us to be ready because we're the ones he's going to use. He has to use somebody. He doesn't have to, but he wants to use somebody to bring in that great harvest. Deuteronomy 6 verse 10 says, so it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build. Excuse me. Read that again. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. Then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So God is warning us right in that scripture. He's going to do all those things for us. But then he says, when I'm doing that for you, beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage and gave you all those wonderful promises. He warned you tonight. Then when you get blessed, don't forget where the blessing came from. Real estate now released. God's people are entering into a due season of receiving houses that they have not built. Real estate is now being released over to God's people, his church. I read this somewhere the other day. Lands will be given to God's people, lands full of plenty and lands already prepared and cultivated, large lands and large and beautiful houses. God's people will see and receive titles to lands and houses. This seems impossible and unnatural to you, but it will happen. Come on. How many of you are sitting here tonight? You need a land. You need a house. Well, then start believing that God's going to give you that because that's what he promised you. God is saying that he will even fill our lands and houses with everything needed to sustain those properties. That's what God has told me about the church he's going to take us into. It's going to be there. It's already going to be built. And I'm going to already have everything in it that it needs in there. And you have all the monies you will need to operate it. That's what I'm believing. I don't care what you believe. But that's what God promised me. That's my promise. And I'm holding on to that. Where am I at? God is taking back the land. God is taking back the land and all that has been beat back from his people. God is taking back the land and all that has been beat back from his people. Did the devil steal your home? He's going to give it back to you. Oh, he stole yours too? He's going to give it back to you. God's people will be a testimony to the world of his goodness, because he will give you above all you could think or imagine. Is your little minds and your big spirits ready to receive this tonight and keep it there, and then so God can give into you? God told me I can't give my people what I want to give them because they can't believe to receive it. So don't just sit there and say, yes, 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 tonight, and then you walk out the door, that was a good message, and forget what the message was. Somebody will say, that was a good message, and I say, like, what did I preach? That's the truth. I forgot what I preached. But I don't want you to forget what I preached. I don't want you to forget tonight what I'm preaching. Don't I do that, Brother Larry? Yeah. I already have it in my spirit and I already know it's going to happen, so I forgot about it because I'm ready to go on to the next promise of God. Amen? That's just how I am. I have it. It's down there somewhere and I can pull on it when I want it. God is saying, where am I at now? Businesses. Business is now being released. God will give you businesses that you did not labor for. These will be businesses that someone else has spent years building up clientele, and he will just decide to give to people doing the work of the kingdom. These will be businesses of millions of dollars, multi-millions and billions will be given over to God's people and his kingdom. Frances Hunter just up and gave away her book business. She just said to whoever she gave to, here, this is yours. I mean, could you believe for that, you know? Come on, she had a, what do you call that? She had a big publishing, and she just gave it away. And then she was living in a big, beautiful home, had everything she wanted, received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. She was an alcoholic, but God saved. And she just gave her business away and then went and lived in an apartment with no furniture in it. That's what she did. But God blessed her beyond measure. And she had more than what she gave away. So what I'm saying all that for is somebody else is going to do that. Some old devil child's going to get excited and do something he shouldn't do, and God's going to take what they own and give it over to one of his children. Come on. I can't find no work. No, I know you can't, but God can. Come on. Divine ideas released. God will give you wells of wealth that you never labored for and have not even conceived that you could own. They are wells that will continue to pour out wealth and provision with unlimited resource. Divine ideas that have set in your minds and spirits will now manifest. So what do you have in your mind and in your spirit besides junk? Just something that's constructive in there that God can work for. You know, every time I go down this corner, you know, they put this new wall around this building down here. I was really exasperated when they tore it down. Then Larry said, they're rebuilding it. Every time I go by, I said, isn't that beautiful? I said, you know what you can do, God? I said, you can come build a wall like that around my property because I think that would be absolutely beautiful. You know, I go to bed one night and they could be there in the morning. I won't care. Amen? I would love that. And I'm believing God's going to do that for me. I am. He said he wants to give me the desires of my heart. There's nothing wrong. I want a fence, but that wall would be so much better. I have to contain little Isaiah, you know. But wouldn't that be beautiful? Isn't that a beautiful wall down there? Well, I like that wall. Whether you do or not, I do. So anyhow, what you have in your mind that's worth God's while to come and manifest that thing into the natural. How many of you have business deals you think about? Yeah, really would like that to happen. God's going to make that happen. Some of you in here think, I love to not work. God can make that happen too. Come on. God, if it's godly, God can make anything happen in this season right now that you want to happen. He can manifest that thing. That's what he's been promising us. In the past, you did not know how to make those divine ideas come to pass. But now God is bestowing upon you the wisdom, anointing, and his ability, and in a split second you will know with confidence how to begin to bring together the divine ideas that God had given you many years ago. See, these weren't your ideas. They were God's, and he planted them in you, and now he wants to bring them forth. Do you ever sit and watch TV or something and see all this stuff they do, you know, with all this new electronics? And I always sit and think, God, you really picked the right person to put that thought in their mind. And then you brought it forth. Because God did all that. That's all a God idea. You know, you use somebody. Who was the guy who did the light bulb? How many years did he work on that light bulb? And finally, it was perfected. You have to be somebody that God can trust. And if he planted that idea in you, and he did, then he can trust you. Now let him go ahead and perfect that thing that he has placed inside of you. Did you read about the 65-year-old lady? Well, 65-year-old woman that decided she wanted to have a baby again. And went and had one of those fertility shots. And she just gave birth to quadruplets. She said, I can raise four kids at 64. I said, sure you can, lady. Go right ahead. Go at it. Amen? She had an idea. And God brought it to pass and just really blessed her. Come on. She just had them here a couple of days ago. I'm telling you, God can do anything he wants to do. When Teresa was pregnant, what, at 40 or something like that with Caleb, oh, you're going to die, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, here's a 64-year-old woman going, had four. She's as happy as she can be, her four little babies. You know, are you going to be as happy as you can be if God makes it more than one, your idea, if he makes it bigger than you can think? Come on. God always tell me, daughter, you think too small. So I start thinking big. And see, if you want God to give you a business, don't think, let me pave somebody's driveway. Let me pave the freeway. You know what I'm saying? Think big. Some paving company's going to go out of business. Why not let God give it to you, Meshing? You see what I'm saying? He wants to bless his people. And if I remember correctly, he told you you were going to have a whole lot of money. And you don't have that now. But now's the time when God wants to do this. But you're going to have to believe. You're going to have faith. You're going to have to trust God. And because he said he's just waiting for his people to believe. That and so he can give it to you so he can use you. He told somebody here this morning, didn't he? It's your doubt and your unbelief that's keeping you from getting what you're supposed to have. All right, now I flat lost my page, Nancy. It would just come. It would just come to you overnight in your sleep as you are resting and not laboring, and millions and billions will come into God's kingdom. Get awake. You have this idea going through your head. It's going ding, 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 ding. Get awake. And you listen to what God's telling you and watch what he's showing you in a dream. Because it's what he wants to do. I've had two really good dreams last two nights and I've forgotten both. I said, Holy Spirit, this isn't right. You had to bring it because it was good when I was having them. And it was important too. He'll bring them back. Large and beautiful cities. God is giving his people, his church, large and beautiful cities where they will own the property. Barbara, wouldn't it be nice if you owned all the property in, I don't like Wyoming, in Hartley. They're not friendly in Wyoming. Oh, well, see, she's thinking really big. God is giving his people, his church, large and beautiful cities where they will own the property. They will own the businesses. Oh, let's see, it gets better. They will be the wealthy that God has called us to be, and they will be the sign that will cause the world to wonder of all this increase that he is bestowing, and there will be many that will come to God because of his goodness. God has been telling us for years and years and years he's going to do this. He's been telling us that the businesses that are owned by you know, God's people, I mean, Satan's people, he's going to take them out of business. He's going to give it to his children. God's been speaking this for a long time. But we have not yet grasped hold of the truth of this, and we have not, but I can guarantee you a lot of us sitting here tonight haven't even thought about it. We're too busy thinking about dumb stuff. You need to quit thinking about dumb stuff, and you need to start thinking what God has told you personally, what he wants to do with you. How many in here did he say he wants you to write books? I haven't seen anything anywhere. What are you waiting for, the rapture? Come on. See, overnight he can give you volumes upon volumes upon volumes to write. And but you're too lazy to get up and write it. In the morning, Lord, and in the morning it's gone. You have to get up when it's there. So I know some of you in here, God has spoken to you and given you ideas for different businesses and writing books or whatever, and you have not done anything about it. So whatever God has told you, you need to bring it up before God now and say, God, I'm so sorry. I repent that I forgot about this, and I'm ready now for this to come to pass. Because you said it's the now time, right? It is God's goodness that leads them to repentance. We need to, because they see all this stuff you're going to get. We need to understand that God's goodness is unlimited. There are targeted cities that God has placed his eye on, and there will be great transformations as the world has never seen. These are the cities that God has set aside for his people. You know, sometimes I wonder, no, I don't wonder, I know that God has transferred people, like say, let's say from Georgia to Florida for a purpose. He wants to give them something there. And if they don't transfer, if they transfer dragging their feet, they're not going to get what God has for them there. Are you understanding this? So when God wants to, you get in your spirit that you need to relocate, dummy. Because God has a blessing waiting for you there. Come on. He knows where he needs you to be to bless you. If he has a business for you in Delaware, he can't give it to you if you're still in Florida. Are you listening here? I keep wanting him to tell me where to go, but he says, so what he has for me is right here. Amen. Come on. I want you to get this tonight, because I tell you, when I was putting this together, God was so adamant that he's ready to bless his people. And I just remember when November 1st hit, I said, what's going to happen in November? Because I felt something break in the atmosphere. I don't know what it is now. God's got the blessings. He just needs his people. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Let's get a basket. Gimme. Bigger than that. That won't hold your house. That's not a selfish thing. That's what God wants to do. He wants to start blessing us. Haven't we labored hard enough? All right, Exodus 13:4 says, on this day you are going out in the month of Abib. And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites, all these ites, please. All right. Which he swore to your fathers to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. God, he said he's taking you out into these places. He's given you this land. He didn't say he was going to buy it. He's given you this land. I know somebody that owns a big building out around my place, and they really don't care about it, and they're looking for somebody to give it to, you know, a house. But they're going to know the right person when they get there. Amen? No, it's not you. Quit. But, you know, so this is the way God's going to work. He's already put it in somebody's heart to get rid of something, and he's waiting for the person he wants to give it to get yourself lined up so he can give it to him. It would be nice if somebody knocked on my door and said, God told me to give you $1 million. I just wouldn't be able to contain that. Amen. Yes, I could, Lord. Yes, I could. I'd like to have two while you're at it, right? I'm thinking big, Lord. Yeah. Come on. Larry's supposed to be Rockefeller. I don't see any rocks yet. Come on. So he needs to sit there and start thinking big. Come on, Lord, I'm ready for it wasn't Rockefeller. Oh, Vanderbilt. Well, whatever. That rich guy. I'm ready now. I'm ready to receive. I wish you'd hurry that we could use that. Come on. I'm going to supply all your needs, daughter. That's what he said. So do you believe that or not?
Yes.
Okay, now I've lost my place here again. Okay, well, on this day you're going out in the month of Abib. And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Ites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Oh, okay. I'm going to use the word swore, which he swore to your fathers to give you. Now, the word swear in the Hebrew means the number 7, means as the sacred full one. It means complete. It means 7 times. It means declaring, declaration, cause to happen and make to happen. He wants to bless his church, his people. He could give me that new car and I wouldn't have to spend $100,000 a month. He could get you out of that big rent payment. I couldn't deal with that. You know? He can do anything that you can believe for him to do for you. Come on, Meshach. Wake up back there. Say, you didn't come here by accident tonight. God wants you to hear this tonight. You know how many times he's called me and said, I'm going to be in church? He didn't call me this time and he's in church. Because God pulled you here. God wanted you to hear this message tonight. He wants you to know that he's ready to bless you abundantly. I have sworn the inheritance to my people, God speaking, and my word will not return void. And I will make it happen in your life. When's this going to happen, Lord, when I die and go to heaven? A lot of people say that. I will cause this inheritance that you will not labor for to happen in your life, and I swear it 7 times complete. Haggai 2:18 says, consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine, the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But from this day, I will bless you. He's saying it hasn't happened before, but now it's going to happen. He told me, rebuild the church. We've been rebuilding the church. Now God's ready to bless. We've been faithful in rebuilding, and now he knows that we'll be faithful in a new building. Are you see how God works? Many of us have not seen our harvest or the fruit of the seeds that we have planted come back to us yet. Amen. But God is saying it is today that God will bless you. God has been telling us to look up to him and not to look to our labors or our works, but allow everything to be done by his anointing and his spirit, because he desires to bring all that he has spoken to us to pass today. 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 Say it, Nancy, say it's today. here I am. The hindrances will no longer beat us back. We've been having an awful lot of hindrances, but God has spoken and so shall it be. The enemy will be judged and he will hand over to you all that he has held back and return it with interest. God is saying, you have run well. Now rest in me and watch and see what I will do for you. I love my people. Come on. You know what, guys? Why are you letting her hog the real estate broker business in Delaware? Why don't one of you become a real estate broker? Come on. Give her some competition. Show her. You know, you're going to go out there and work, sister. See, she's claiming it all. Why don't you say, Lord, I want some of that too. I ran across this, and I thought about Barbara, so I thought, we'd read this. Real estate angels were descending upon the earth, releasing buildings, lands, and houses into God's kingdom. Now, if you're such a good real estate broker, why don't you have our free building for us? Don't come and tell me how much it's going to cost me. I want it free. Don't we want it free? Because God said it was going to be paid for, right? In the spirit, I saw what appeared to be... In the spirit, I saw what appeared to be real estate angels serving eviction notices to the enemy that seemed to have temporary ownership of much of the earth. The eviction notice being handed to the enemy was short and sweet. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Every day we go to Route 8, back and forth, and you know, we go to anywhere. And there was a house and a barn there, and the barn is built out of block. It's real long. And I said to Larry, I said, you know, they burnt the house down, and there sits that block building just rotting, you know, whatever they do, block do. And I said, why don't they turn it into a house? You could put siding on the outside of it. You could fix the inside. It'd be a nice house or a business or something. You know, but we just don't do that. We just let the houses rot or tear them down first and let the barn sit there and fall down. That must be a God idea, right? Because I don't know how many years, I've been 30-some years going up and down that road looking at that building before people lived in them. Now they got out of there. All right. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Signed, Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. His past experience is Jewish carpenter, new vocation, real estate business. We need to own our own houses. Because the way the prices and everything are going, we don't want to be paying a house payment. Amen? And then if he gives you a new house, say, okay, now you maintain it, Lord. Make sure you put that in your little contract you signed with him. Amen? At what seemed like a million eviction notices being sent out over the earth to principalities and powers that were clutching tenaciously onto portions of the earth, such as nations, cities, stadiums, huge drug dealer mansions, and properties, Jesus spoke to it all with one word to the enemy. That's mine. And I'll take those people dwelling inside, those properties and lands with it. Come on. I'm not hyping you up. This is what God wants to do for us. I don't care if you can't receive this. I've already received it. And I'm going to receive what's mine. I heard an angel choir singing over buildings, houses, and properties. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb. The kingdoms of the earth, of this earth are becoming the kingdoms of our God. I said, I heard an angel choir singing over buildings, houses, and properties. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The angels have been set on assignment. The angels already have what lands or whatever God wants to have. They already have them set apart. God just waiting for you to claim it. How do you claim it? Say, Father God, I just receive all that you have for me. Israel, not for sale. Never. I saw a strong angel setting up a huge real estate sign over the nation of Israel, reading, not for sale. Never. Jewish carpenter, building on site. Those two words from Jesus' lips, that's mine, seem to be amplified throughout the earth and were now reverberating inside the ears of the prince of the power of the air. The powers of heaven and earth were being shaken as angels proclaimed, earth, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Jesus read the fine red print at the bottom of the eviction notice to the enemy. See, we never read that, do we? But Jesus read it to the enemy. And those are my buildings, my houses, my cattle on my thousand hills. And those are my fences around those cattle that belong to me. Any questions, Mr. Devil? Kathy Walter said every time she has people, she tells people, write to me and I'll pray for a cow for you. Because you caught a cow. If you catch a cow, then your finances are released. Jesus read the, oh, I read that. I heard a strong command given to the angels, tear those fences down and feed my cattle for my glory. Season of retroactive pay increase for many in the body of Christ. Season of retroactive pay increase for many in the body of Christ. It seemed like the season of retroactive pay increase was in for many in the body of Christ who had sacrificed many things in their walk with the Lord. Mark 10, 29 and 30 was being activated in the Spirit. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man or woman who has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. Whatever you've given up for God, God's going to return it back to you right now. If you have been praying about a house, a building, or property, be very specific with the Lord of all the earth. He is now going into the real estate business. God's been speaking this type of word for 4 or 5 years now, maybe 6. But this is a year of jubilee. And this is a year that he wants us to come to pass. He can't make you believe for a miracle. But he's asking you to believe for the miracle. He's asking you to believe for the restoration of all things. What has Satan, he's stolen your job, he's stolen your land first, he stole your job, he's stolen your children, he's even stolen some salvation, he's stolen your peace, he's stolen your joy. God wants to restore all that back this year. And I'm hearing him saying, I want to begin tonight. I want to begin total restoration for my people tonight.